And so I ask you, healing from what? Or healing for what? There are a lot of kinds of healing in our lives. And there is no doubt that God can heal anything. But I found myself in the last year asking myself, what is it that I really need to be healed from? Do I need to be healed from cancer? Do I need to be healed from the abuse that I suffer? I will tell you the truth with all honesty that I can share. I needed healing from a God that I was afraid had turned his back on me and that was hurting me. And that because I'd given my life to Christ, that I was afraid that he had given up on me. And what I really needed healing was in my soul, to know that God was there, to know that God still cared, and that he wasn't going to hurt me. I am overwhelmed by Henry Blackaby in Experiencing God, where he writes that God is always at work around us. It is one of the core beliefs of my life, that God is always at work around you, no matter where you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've been through, in the good times and the not good times, in the times that nobody in this room knows about except you and me, that God is still there too, and that he loves you. Every time that God looks at you, every single time, he looks at you through eyes of love. Every time he looks at me, he looks at me through eyes of love. He's not going to hurt me. The scripture kind of just overwhelms me in the middle of this. It's from Psalm 139:1-3. It says, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my comings and goings. You are familiar with all my ways. God is in the middle of your life. Whatever you are seeking from him, he is right there in the middle of it. Whether you know it or not, whether you see it or not, that's about developing spiritual eyes to see what God is already doing. To opening yourself to where God can be there, where he is already. There is nowhere we can go that he is not already there. There is nowhere we've been that he hasn't been there before us. And there's nowhere where you're going tonight, tomorrow, or into eternity that God is not there already and waiting for you and willing to hold you, to willing to give you strength. I am encouraged in the scripture that every time Jesus encountered somebody, every single time Jesus encountered anybody in the Gospels, he always healed them, except for one situation, the religious leaders who accused him. But every single other person, whether it was a prostitute or a guy sitting in a tree or a guy that came down through the roof in a house who was paralyzed, that every single person that Jesus came in contact, he healed them. Every person that he comes in contact today, he heals in one way or another. And for me, in my belief, the ultimate healing is to know Christ. Without Christ in your life, you can never truly be healed. It is not possible. If Jesus Christ is not the center of your life, he is not your Lord and Savior, then you are not truly who God has designed you to be. You are not truly, and I am not truly, what God has designed me to be, and that is to be in relationship with him. We are truly human. We are truly who we were designed to be when we are in relationship with Christ. That is the ultimate healing. That heals us from our sins. That heals our spirit. That heals our broken heart. That heals everything there is and puts us into relationship with God. No matter what else happens, no matter if cancer comes into my life, no matter what. And so you can't give yourself and ask for healing in my mind, in the way I read the scripture, without knowing Christ. There is that ultimate healing. And knowing, because whether I'm ever healed from this cancer or it comes back at me again, I am already been healed. God has already made me whole. I will be with him in a place of total wholeness and health one day, no matter what. And that I have no doubt of. You can know that too. And that God will work.